Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's Free for All for Friday. 877-895-5410. I think I shared this with you years and years and years ago, and it's come across my desk. It has showed up one more time. And I thought, well, I'm going to share this with you. And in fact, I'm working on, you know how my mind works. I'm working on some other things to go along with this as I've been trying to get back into my writing mode. They say the English language is a simple language to learn, or it's a difficult language to learn. And one of the reasons that it is difficult is because many of our words can have more than one meaning. Well, one reminder is that there's one word in the English language that can be a noun, a verb, an adverb, an adjective, and a preposition, and the word is up. This two-letter word in the English language has more meanings than any other two-letter word, and the word, again, is up. It's easy to understand up, meaning toward the sky or at the top of the list. But when we awaken in the morning, why do we wake up? At a meeting, why does a topic come up? Why do we speak up? And why are the officers up for election? And why is it up to the secretary to write up a report? We call up our friends, brighten up a room, polish up the silver, warm up the leftovers, and clean up the kitchen. We lock up the house and fix up the old car. At other times, this little word has real special meaning. People stir up trouble, line up for tickets, work up an appetite, and think up excuses. To be dressed is one thing, but to be dressed up is special. And this up is confusing. A drain must be opened up because it is stopped up. Yeah, that can be confusing, can't it? We open up a store in the morning, but we close it up at night. We seem to be pretty mixed up about the word up. To be knowledgeable about the proper uses of up, look up the word up in the dictionary. In a desk-sized dictionary, it takes up almost one-fourth of the page and can add up to about 30 definitions. If you are up to it, you might try building up a list of the many ways up is used. It will take up a lot of your time, but if you don't give up, you may wind up with 100 or more definitions for up. When it threatens to rain, we say it is clouding up. When the sun comes out, we say it is clearing up. When it rains, the earth soaks it up. When it does not rain for a while, things dry up. One could go on and on about the word up, but we'll wrap it up for now, because my time is up. Oh, one more thing. What is the first thing you do in the morning and the last thing you do at night? Up. Did this crack you up? I think it's funny. I think it's fun to look at the language and how the words are used and how they are abused. And if you have been paying attention, We talked yesterday, and I know some of you paid attention because some of you had brought it to my attention, that they want to remove the phrase best friend. We don't make this stuff up, people. They want to remove the phrase best friend. So, we can't make it up. You have to listen up to try and understand all of these words. So, it is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. This is your time. Don't waste it. And don't give up. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I just got this information. In fact, I scared my producer because I wasn't in here very quickly. Because it had just come across on a tweet, so I haven't read it in complete study. But the hats, those beautiful pink hats that were supposed to be a part of a female anatomy, that were so identifying last year for the Women's March, they won't be donning those hats this year because those hats, they are gender specific, and they don't want to be that way. Apparently, are being subject to a repeat of last year's pro-abortion, anti-Semitic, third-wave internationalist feminist work march to commemorate last year's inauguration day. Remember which was a train wreck. You know the gathering where Ashley Judd ranted on about being other things, about bleeding. Madonna told us she wanted to blow up the White House, and Wendy Davis pondered pussy economics as an actual thing. But now, I wonder if they're all going to wear black this year. But now they're not going to have their little crocheted hats. And if you remember last year, they also excluded women who were pro-life, pro-Israel, pro-other stuff, because if you are those things, you aren't really a woman or something. Remember, they called themselves nasty women. Well, they still are. But the little pink hats, they're going to have to go because they represent a person's anatomy, a female anatomy, and that's exclusive. That is excluding others, you know, because we have more than two genders now, according to the nasty women and the confused Hollywood people that haven't got a clue who they are, what they are, but they know that they wear black when they want to protest something, whether it's black lace, black silk, black whatever, thousands of dollars for a dress, so they can let other people know how they feel about abuse of women when they are the biggest abusers of women. So anyway, I thought this was kind of interesting, and I was in a hurry to get it printed off, and I couldn't. There was no way to read it before I went on air. But the bottom line is, because that is representative of a certain piece of anatomy in the female body, that it excludes other females who don't have that particular part of their body as an anatomy. And so I guess they would have it if they wore the hat, wouldn't they? So they're going to exclude the hats. The hats are gone. They're not going to use those hats. It is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to bring up at 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead, say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. I hope you're listening up to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Yes, just fine. This is a great story. You know, they say the Chinese use intonation in their language so that it can mean different meanings. Well, we do the same thing. And I got a joke. You remind me of a joke, a perfectly good example. It's a grade school class, and they're studying the word beautiful. Any examples of beautiful? And one kid pops up and says, yeah, it's a Grand Canyon. And I heard my mom say, that's so beautiful. And then another, a little Johnny, it's a little Johnny joke. He says, little Johnny, did you guys go somewhere on vacation and hear your parents use the word beautiful? He says, no, this morning, though, my older brother, he's 16, just got his driver's license. He told Dad, his dad, I totaled the car last night. And his dad said, oh, that's so beautiful.
I'm thinking you got the wrong accent on that. Oh, that's beautiful.
My brain did. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But you got the idea.
I got the idea. It's all in how you use it. And but up, you know, you do use up for so many different.
Oh, a lot.
It's just crazy. And so.
Yeah, I got one thought about the news. Shut up.
Yeah, you go. You know, that's a dirty word. You're not supposed to say that. But you can say that.
Yeah, I know.
The other word.
But I'm getting sick and tired of the news. Anyway, I'll let you go. Good show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Speaking of the news and language, they're all upset with President Donald Trump because he called two little countries a bad word, which I will not repeat. And they're all in an uproar. Presidents don't talk that way, blah, 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 blah. And yet, repeatedly, I hear these liberals get on Twitter or even on other things, and they use the F word, and they're blankety-blank this and blankety-blank that, and then they're upset with the president for calling certain countries a bad word, meaning they're a bad place to live. He's not telling the people they're bad, but that their country is run by bad people, and it's a bad place to live. And they're all upset at him. I didn't hear him do it. I've heard all the wind after it, but I did not actually hear him do it originally. I could see him saying it, but I'll tell you what. He comes up, and he has to listen to Lindsey Graham and his cohorts give a DACA deal that is anything but a DACA deal, but it is a slap in the face to every American citizen. It's a slap in the face to our own military vets and the military that are currently serving. It's a slap in the face to the president because he told them a deal has to include this, 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 and this. And every one of their points was exactly the opposite of what he said. They were only going to give a pittance of money to the wall, but they were going to extend amnesty to all DACA, and they were going to extend the lotto immigration bill and another one that's bad news. The total opposite of what he said. And I think I'd have called them the bad word rather than these other countries people are coming in here from. If those countries are so great, why are they in such a hurry to leave them? None of us are against good people. And I'm not against a dreamer who wants to become a citizen of the United States. But I believe they should still go through the process. They've been here a long time now, and they're telling us how much they've added to our economy and how much they've improved living here. Well, then pay for it. Pay to be a citizen, just like those who came in here legally going through the process. Now, if they want to change the process, make it less expensive, I don't even know all of the points you have to go through to get there to be a citizen. But I know it's costly, and I know they have to do some studying. And unfortunately, we got a lot of people in Hollywood that need to do some studying. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people in D.C. that need to do a lot of studying about the history of the United States of America. However, the DACA, the Dreamers, they came here illegally. And we should not reward them for coming in here illegally. I have an article. I haven't read it yet. But we did mention it a long time ago. Not the article, but the situation. This, to me, instead of making the point that they want to make, exposes the hypocrisy of both parties who keep screaming for amnesty. How many of you remember the pictures of little young 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez, who was the only survivor of those who come into this country? His mother was escaping there where they were in Cuba. And his father worked for the tyrannical regime there in Cuba. And she was bringing them here to be with family who already were here. She died and others died as he was the only one who survived. And our government went in there militarily with guns him from his uncle's arms. took the boy away. The article is written by, guess who? John Kasich, a Republican, and the governor of Ohio, and Jeb Bush Jr. And they're the board of the National Immigration Forum. And what they're suggesting, and like I said, I didn't study it, I just kind of skimmed it this morning, that we're going to see this all over in numerous places because that's what they're going to do. Well, the Dreamers are not little six-year-old boys or little six-year-old girls who escaped Cuba. That's not who they are. So this is a lie in the get-go. The inflow of illegal aliens needs to be stopped. Plug it up, and then let's talk about what to do with what we've got. Plug it up. Build the wall, Kasich. Build the wall, Jeb Bush Jr. Don't sit here and give scare tactics and rip at the heart of the American people, saying, oh, we're gonna see this all over the place. They're going to be ripping six-year-olds from their parents' arms or their uncles or whatever, because that's not true. That's a bold-faced lie. If the Dreamers are serious about becoming citizens of the United States, let's make a way for that to happen. Let's not give them amnesty. Let's make them work at it. You know, the president used the bad word, and they go ballistic. Congress, particularly the Democrat Party and the rhinos right now, they don't care about the American people. Once again, the forgotten Americans are forgotten. They will sit there in their ivory palaces, which you pay for, their offices, cutting deals that encourage illegal aliens, that encourage our businesses to go somewhere else, and they will promote bills that are bad, like they did yesterday, slapping you in the face, because your money is the one that pays for all this. And they could care less about you. (202) 224-3121 is the number to call at the D.C. switchboard. And I think you should tell Lindsey Graham and some of these others what you think of them. Maybe they should go to these two countries that the president called a bad name. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's all about language. 877-895-5410, and we will be up right after this commercial break. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have church with me to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost any topic you want to bring up at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, Tucker Carlson said he didn't understand why they were in such an outrage at the president's language, because he wasn't talking about a person. He was talking about the two countries. He said the idea that you are not allowed to say that they're pretty crummy countries, and he's talking about Haiti, and for example, he said Haiti and El Salvador. He said, I've been in both of them, and that's why people are leaving them, to come here. So I don't understand what the sin is. You're not allowed to point out that the countries aren't good places to live as America. He said, I think the outrage here, this is coming from Tucker, is about the insult and the expletive that is attached to the people who come from these countries. And that's not Tucker saying that. That's the para, the man he was interviewing. But it wasn't directed at the people. See, that's the problem with the language. The left doesn't understand the language. When President Donald Trump was campaigning to come into this, to be president, he said, we don't need rapists and murderers and gang members coming across the border. So they immediately get on their bandwagon and say he's calling every immigrant that's in this country a rapist, a murderer, and a gang member. And that's not what he said. And we have a majority of prisons, of prisoners in our prison that are illegal aliens or immigrants. Maybe we should start there, Lindsay, Mr. Graham Cracker. Maybe we should start there to get rid of the trash that's come across the borders. Now, that doesn't mean everyone who's come across is that, but they have all been guilty of breaking the law the minute they decide they're going to do that. We're going to go into this country illegally. That's what they say when they cross that border without permission. Because life is better there. And we can get a job. And we can send money home. And they're not all from Mexico. That's Mike Cutler, and we're going to have him on. I'm going to contact him later today or the first part of next week, and we're going to get him on again real soon to talk about this. I'm pretty sure he's got a lot to say about that bill that Lindsey Graham and his friends wrote up. It isn't about what they say to the president. It's about what they have slapped you in the face with this. That's what it's about. We have Jerry from Illinois. Jerry, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I've been listening to you talk about, I mean, these immigrants and everything, and yes, you are very, very, very right about that. You know, well, we have a government that lets them come in here, and a lot of people, I don't know if they don't know or if they just assume that they, you know, come over here and they start working and they start paying their taxes and all that stuff. Well, they don't.
No,
I mean,
they don't.
We have $161 billion that is on, you know, like, okay, where did all this money go, you know, and everything. And, yes, there are some immigrants that do pay their fair share. But a percentage of them come over here and they sit on their butts, you know, just like in my little area, okay, like Rockford and Belvedere and McChesney and all these little places. Well, they flood them with these immigrants, and guess what? Us little towns and everything have to pay for them, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, I mean, just in my neighborhood alone, I've watched, you know, people that worked all their life or this little piece of house and everything, and all of a sudden they disappear because they can't afford it here anymore. And it's because of all these immigrants being flooded in here, and we give them food stamps, we give them welfare, we give them insurance and everything else because, oh, my God, it's the right thing to do. Well, how about us people and how about our ancestors that have been here forever and ever and fought and died, you know, and their kids have fought and died for this country. And this is what really irks me about our society now. I mean, people don't realize that there was a lot of blood shed, you know, in this country for us to live in everything. And yet here we are, you know, we not only fought the English once, but we fought them twice, you know. And I'm an Irishman, okay? And believe me, my ancestors died, and they're, you know, my cousins and my, you know, aunts and everything fought and died for this country. And these people just don't get it, you know. Wake up, you know.
Well, they don't get it or they don't want to get it. And the top of the morning to you as well.
Very much top of the morning to you.
I feel like I am the melting pot. According to my mother, I'm French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. Now, if you don't think I fight with myself, I don't know. So, it's something that we want some immigration. We don't need people coming in here illegally or coming in here legally and then staying illegally, because there is a timeline. You know, they do have a you know, where they can only stay a certain length of time. And, you know, there's some of them that do actually fight, you know, join our military. And I think that should be taken into consideration. I mean, I'm not one for being just mean across the board, but I'm also not one for giving them amnesty across the board either. Things have got to take place. And I think we're in agreement. But I'll tell you what. People like Lindsey Graham and those that wrote this bill that does the total opposite of what the president said, they don't care about the American people. They want to do what will help the illegals in this country for a purpose. And that purpose is money in their pockets. And I think the American people, you and me, we need to start asking these people up in D.C. I came up with this yesterday. What was your net worth before you became an elected official? And what is your net worth now? Because I told you guys, I told you and everyone listening, when they hated Donald Trump, that's when I started watching him. Because I'm not I wasn't a Trump lover. I mean, I didn't watch any of the TV shows he was on or any of that. I didn't watch any of that stuff. Yeah. But it was immigration and trade.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they hate him, and that's why they still hate him, because they have cut some deals with those topics. Immigration and trade, and they are lining their pockets
breaking down the
industries in America, which means you and I don't get jobs, or you and I don't get paid.
and that's
what's going on. And you know, the American people need to wake up and realize those folks are making money with these deals, and the American people are losing out. So
I totally agree. You know, I mean, I totally agree with you, because I'll tell you what, you know, my wife and I, we work, you know what I mean, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if every American that has been working like you and I have been, okay, and when you look at your check stub, how much of that money gets taken out of, I mean, my wife, sometimes she sits at home and she just starts crying. I mean, because it's so sad to see how much that we've been taxed to death.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask you, what is it? What do you do for a living?
Well, me, I am a mechanic.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I work on a lot of things.
Okay.
You know, not just one thing.
You're the fix-it guy, huh? You're the fix-it guy. We're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today and speaking up.
And Bethann, you just keep doing what you're doing.
I'm trying. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. SCG AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. It is Free for All Friday, and we are going to try and get as many as we can in before the end of the show. So we're going to go to Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Oh, quite well. Glad to hear you and Melody this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. All you do, and I hope people will get on board. Help this go on. We need this.
Yeah, that static you hear every day on the show, that's my equipment failing that I've been talking about, and I'm needing a few thousand dollars for that, and I just don't have it. So we're trying to pray that it keeps going till things change.
I almost thought you were using it for punctuation in dramaticism. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. It helps us keep our humor up.
Oh, gnarly. Yeah, that's right. I had an awful little text message coming in last night. My brother's and his wife headed down to Baja for a few months. And they're down by El Paso in a gas station in a Latina woman come running in the place saying some guy just stole her 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, that's what we're representing here. Okay, how about a wall? Huh? You say wall, real tall? And I have personal experience bringing a woman here from Belarus 15, 16, 17 years ago. And you can do it legally. And people will appreciate that. And it's all well-known story, old story, and with success when they get here. And I want to bring up one person. Of all the trash that goes on Trump, the one trash just come off to me was at De Niro the other day. All the words he was saying. When that little no-good rat has spent all his years saying the same couple words, two things like the movie. I want to bring up The Deer Hunter, where he did that Deer Hunter movie, what I thought would be the first movie about Vietnam. I came back from down, you know, from infantry. And I took my brother to watch that movie, and whenever it came out, late 70s or whatever, again, 80 or so, I took him to watch that, and here they are playing Russian roulette through the whole movie. It never had a thing to do with Vietnam at all. They could have played that scenario down in any big city, Chicago or anywhere in the world. The same temptation. It was the most trashy movie, and people have said that's good. And he's trashed more people with his two or three word sentences, with filthy sentences.
Yeah, they can't. Over. Yeah, they don't know any other words.
That's
unless
all
they're
to say about Trump.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I have a few things to say about him, but he's probably not going to come here. I have a few things I could set Meryl Streep straight with, too, but she's probably not going to come out of her ivory palace come here.
No. And you can't say anything about best friends. You can't. Every kid on a baseball team gets a trophy. You can't have a best country. You can't have it's mediocrity. All those Democrat jerks that are pointing her backwards, go down, they're stepping on heads, step on, don't ever let them up, don't let them have air. That's what they're screaming at. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Keep praying. Keep praying. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, man. Congress can't build a wall and put little gates in that are needed for traffic. Well, they can't get much done if they can't get that done. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the power grid. We're getting like a fourth world country here. We need something to protect the power grid. We're behind China and Russia on this deal. Because if we get a low wavelength nuclear blast or a thermal bomb, it will knock out 90% of the people, and the rest, about 10%, be left. But if we don't get something to protect our power grid, it could be real.
Yeah, we need to be taking some steps to secure America. And is one, and protecting the grid is another. And, you know, when President Trump was talking about that wall, and then I'll let you go here real quick because I've got one more caller to go to. He was talking about making it a solar wall, and I thought that was a wonderful, fantastic idea. You'd think the greeny weenies would have jumped all over that, but they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't. But wouldn't that have been fantastic? Now, it wouldn't have affected all of America, but it would have a great deal of those who are on the borders and such. I mean, they could have had something really great there, and maybe they still will. I don't know, but it would be an investment, not just a wall.
Yeah,
it would be actually doing something, and
I'm a wall anyway. Yeah,
and employ people as well.
Yeah,
you know, but anyway, I appreciate the call, Larry, and the reminder that they need to do their job.
Yeah,
thank you. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to talk about alcohol as a fuel. I recently heard David Bloom. I've heard him before. I think the guy's a genius. You talk about using corn to make alcohol, and you get about 300 gallons per acre if you do it right. But cattails, he claims you get 7,500 gallons of alcohol per acre. There's in this an article from 2009, there were at least 500 municipalities using cattails to treat sewerage, the secondary sewerage. Cattail, somehow they biodegrade everything, and they're full of starch, a lot more starch than a potato. And I think this alcohol fuel is the thing that would enable us to be able to maintain a technological society without destroying the planet. There's sea vegetables that alcohol can be made out of. The only downside that I've ever heard is that alcohol attracts water, and in a gas tank, if you leave it in there too long, it's not going to burn right. But I can't believe we can send probes to Mars and not figure a practical way to keep water out of a fuel system. Again, all this nuclear and fracking and oil, a lot of it could be replaced with alcohol.
Well, you know, the one controversy on that is people say, well, why should we be burning up our food? But we have plenty of land that isn't used to grow anything. And one would be the highway mediums. Why couldn't we put... Go ahead.
Yeah, back during the Depression, the feds used to find the moonshiners by they go to the state fair and look for the healthiest cattle. And what happened, the cattle, they don't digest the starch. So the moonshiners would take, the alcohol just is, all it is starch. It's made from starch. And that's all it takes out. Okay. So they would take their leftovers and feed it to the cattle, and they were twice as healthy.
Tom, we're out of time. We're out of time. Okay. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Thank you so much for your call. And to remind us, I sent Bill Bennett a message. He was one of those. He was the moderator for the Wise Guys. And I said, you had one thing missing on your panel. And that was the forgotten man or forgotten woman of America, because we do have the answers and know how to bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.